Okay, I may be mistaken, but I could have swore I thought I heard FSO call in there. A little quiet at the beginning of your transmission there. But just drag your feet again, see if he will jump back in. And I may have had the call sign incorrect. But, you might want to check with some other people here, too, as well, in, you know, the upcoming time for their suggestions. I can't remember who it was, but I do recall somebody had fairly recently given the suggestion to another person for what they like for, I guess, some parts that they like for studying Morse code for themselves. And I think that was through the Long Island CW Club. So, but yeah, there's all sorts of clubs out there for QRP and such that give you, you know, tips and points and references and such. Remember, I used to participate with another club for Eureka, and we did it's not Winter Field Day, but they did another event before, and I don't know if it's still ongoing, but it was run by another club from Arizona, the Arizona Scorpions, it was SQRP for how they did it, and they were a QRP radio club. So it was kind of like, I think we had to go out, and it was just, you would send out basically your signal report, you know, your location, and then what the outside temperature, or what your temperature was. And I guess it was something that depended on how cold it was. The colder it was, the more bonus points you got for contact. And I think one year, I think we ended up as a club, we had won the contest, and we were supposed to get I was running it for the club, and we were supposed to get the grand prize, which was supposed to be some special CW here that I guess one of the members had made themselves, but somehow it never got through. they kind of just hem-hawed and gave excuses, so, you know, whatever. I said maybe we should just have something, okay, you have something like, you're from Arizona, and you're having a contest for who can be the coldest in the winter. Well, I'm thinking maybe we should do something like that, but we'll throw it from Michigan, from where the coldest climate is, and we'll do it how hot you can be during the summer. So we could call it the Bake Your Brains Out contest, maybe. Instead of freeze your butt off, it'll be Bake Your Brains Out. And then you can sit and squelter. but that'll be something else, too, you have to take a look at, too, coming up in the last full weekend in June for Field Day. So that's another major activity amongst hams nationwide. Everybody goes out and operates, well, not everybody operates QRP, but quite a few stations do. It's really just you go out and operate. That's intended for operating off of alternative power other than just your AC. So we did generators, solar power, and such. So I can think about that as well, too. So, anyways, back to you there, Fred.